Now read the instructions and the exercises for task two. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Now listen to the recording.
Hello, my name is Richard, and I'm recently just got back from a high school year in Spain and Portugal. I want to share my experience and tell you what happened there and the lessons I have learned. To be clear from the outset, I was taking a chance, and I think it's the best thing that anyone could do. After one semester, I moved from Barcelona to Lisbon. For the second semester, I was offered to attend the partner school there. First, I didn't like the idea. I assumed it couldn't get any better than Barcelona because I had amazing, fantastic courses at the school. I spent a lot of time with amazing new friends. So I didn't want to risk it at first, but things turned out to be even better in Lisbon. I didn't realize how bad the weather at home is, but then I experienced and enjoyed the incredible weather of Southern Europe. Another thing, I was tired of fish and chips and English breakfast and very happy to discover exciting new food. But after a while, I missed baked beans so much. And I began to dream about it, and I started appreciating my own traditional meals from back in England. Also, hearing someone speaking your mother tongue is magical. I felt no longer annoyed when I heard the "mind the gap" reminders in the tube, but rather nostalgic. What really surprised me was starting to forget English terms for everyday things. It turned out to be very difficult to keep up with two, or in my case, even three languages. Learning a new language is hard. It's not all words and grammar. People often underestimate the importance of slang. I had to get used to phrases you won't find in language learning textbooks. In addition, slang contributes to gaining knowledge of a foreign culture. And finally, I also want to mention that you might get homesick, but thanks to modern technology, even abroad, you can create a bit of home. It's easy to have a video call with your friends and family and share your adventures. So all in all, my year abroad has taught me so much, and I can thoroughly recommend it to anyone. It's not only an adventure, it's also about growing as a person. So do it. Start your own experience.
Now, listen again.
Hello, my name is Richard, and I'm recently just got back from a high school year in Spain and Portugal. I want to share my experience and tell you what happened there and the lessons I have learned. To be clear from the outset, I was taking a chance, and I think it's the best thing that anyone could do. After one semester, I moved from Barcelona to Lisbon. For the second semester, I was offered to attend the partner school there. First, I didn't like the idea. I assumed it couldn't get any better than Barcelona because I had amazing, fantastic courses at the school. I spent a lot of time with amazing new friends. So I didn't want to risk it at first, but things turned out to be even better in Lisbon. I didn't realize how bad the weather at home is, but then I experienced and enjoyed the incredible weather of Southern Europe. Another thing, I was tired of fish and chips and English breakfast and very happy to discover exciting new food. But after a while, I missed baked beans so much and I began to dream about it and I started appreciating my own traditional meals from back in England. Also, hearing someone speaking your mother tongue is magical. I felt no longer annoyed when I heard the "mind the gap" reminders in the tube, but rather nostalgic. What really surprised me was starting to forget English terms for everyday things. It turned out to be very difficult to keep up with two, or in my case, even three languages. Learning a new language is hard. It's not all words and grammar. People often underestimate the importance of slang. I had to get used to phrases you won't find in language learning textbooks. In addition, slang contributes to gaining knowledge of a foreign culture. And finally, I also want to mention that you might get homesick, but thanks to modern technology, even abroad, you can create a bit of home. It's easy to have a video call with your friends and family and share your adventures. So all in all, my year abroad has taught me so much and I can thoroughly recommend it to anyone. It's not only an adventure, it's also about growing as a person. So do it. Start your own experience.
This is the end of the listening part.